with Mario Lopez.
Hey, it's Mario Lopez. Joining me now in the studio, the winner of the first season of The Four, Battle for Stardom, Evie McKinney. How you doing, Evie?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, I can tell by that big old smile. Congratulations on the big win. And
Thank you.
Didn't get to compete until the second to last episode. Did you think you had a chance to win it all at that point, or was it too late, did you think?
I had no clue that I had the chance. Well, I knew that I had the chance and the opportunity to win the whole competition, but I didn't know that, like, my performance would be as great as I thought it would to even, you know, I can call myself the winner of the first season of The Four.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
I had no clue. I had no clue.
I can imagine, man, what was going through your head. Now, you came out of the gates with the Aretha Franklin
cover.
Yes. And maybe even sounding better than the queen herself. So.
Ooh.
Is that song special to you, or you just felt that you could really perform the heck out of that song?
It's special to me because I grew up on Aretha and Tina Turner and Otis Redding and a staple singer, but it was special to me because I went through so young, I fell in love with somebody and I went through something so stupid and so petty. But when I listened to this song, and I'd listened to it for years, but after I went through that breakup, I listened to this song, I was like, I gotta sing this song.
Yeah.
Cause I can feel everything she is saying in this song.
Yeah.
I said, I gotta sing it. And, you know, the execs, they let me perform the song, and it was...
Rest is history.
Yeah, and rest is history.
You're from a big family, right?
Yes.
How many brothers and sisters you got?
I'm the youngest of seven. I have four brothers and two sisters.
Oh, look at that. You're the baby.
The baby.
They must be so proud of you. Was music a big part of growing up?
Yes, it was. My father was an R&B, gospel, blues, soul singer.
Oh, nice.
His mother was. His sisters and brothers also sang. So my family it's just in our blood to do music, but... It's just, they're so proud of me. And before I won, I was just under so much pressure because I knew my whole city was behind me. I knew my family was behind me, you know. But now that I've won, it's almost like my life has changed forever in over a week.
It's a game changer. Amazing
how that
can happen.
It's a game changer.
And you're kind of a bit of a mystery. No bio on social media, no songs on your SoundCloud. Why so private?
That is a good question. I'm private because I feel like God has blessed me with something that is very, very, very special to give the world. And by that, I mean, I'm not your average 20-year-old aspiring singer. Like, it's just always been in my blood. You know, nobody has really had to teach me how to do what I do. It's really just a gift from God. So, you know.
Yeah, you either have it or you don't.
You either have it or you don't.
Exactly.
And God blessed me with it. So it's like, I have to be private because when I do release something, I want it to be right. I want it to be inspiring. I want it to be something that people don't just listen to for a week or 2 weeks. I want it to be something that people can forever relate to.
Very mature outlook right there.
Yeah.
And your older sister happened to be a semifinalist on season 5 of American Idol. Wow, look at that. And did she have any advice about how to handle the camera?
My oldest, my older brother, Gideon, Luke McKinney, was on American Idol.
Oh, your brother, okay.
Yeah, he was on American Idol 2005, and he's been saying, like, I didn't realize, you know, when I was on Idol, that was just the appetizer, but what you have done now, you've served a completely different
I'm
dinner.
All about
so
the dinner.
It's like I love him so much because he's so humble. He's still out here with me. He's been like in my corner. He's been helping me get food and just been so helpful to me.
That's cool. That's awesome. Yeah.
Anybody who brings you food is the best.
I know, right? And know what you like.
That's love right there.
That's love.
So now you're an iHeartRadio On the Verge artist.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I just got chills just thinking about it.
Yeah, that's big time right there.
Big time.
What do you want your first music to sound like?
I want whether it's going to be a song or album, I want my single to be something that has a lot of people have not heard in a long time. I want it to be something that you don't want to hear, but something that you need to hear, but you love the way it sound.
Okay.
You love the way it sound.
What's the song that makes you feel like that right now?
Rise Up, the one, my first song.
How's it go?
You're broken down and tired. Little love on a merry-go-round. It's too early.
Yeah, that's all right. No, I like it. I just wanted to get serenaded real quick.
That was a song I auditioned with. And that's like the only modern song for me personally that I can listen to and just feel like, okay, I'm going to have a good day. Yeah. I'm starting off. I'm going to have a good day. And I think that's the most important thing. So that's what I want my music to do to people.
Great example right there. Well, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Ready?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you sort of answered this already. Current song obsession. We're going to go with Rise Up, right?
Yeah. Okay, Rise Up.
Last show you binge watched?
Ooh, Blackish.
Okay. Nickname growing up?
Mac E?
What, because you're macking all the time with food?
Well, do you want to really know if we keep going? We can keep going.
No, tell me.
So the youngest brother, he gave me that name when I was a really, really little girl. And it was because I was the youngest, but I had so much attitude. And my brothers, they would like want to go to parties or stay at practices or be going everywhere, and they would tell me, Mac E, we know you the youngest, we know you gonna snitch, we know you gonna tell mama, so I'm gonna give you some candy. But I would always say, nope, you gotta give me some candy and a dollar and a freeze cup and a pickle.
Yeah, there you go. I like them negotiating skills. All right, Mac E. All right. Who was your celebrity crush growing up?
Growing up, my celebrity crush was T-Pain.
T-Pain, okay.
I know people look at me and be like, what, why?
Okay, it's the first T-Pain we've gotten, but all right. And then last one, time travel destination. If you can go for a week to go visit any era, where would you go?
Oh, my goodness. Dubai.
Okay. There you go. You might be performing there later on.
Oh, I might.
That might not be too far-fetched.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, listen, you can follow her on Instagram @Evie_music. And Evie, again, congrats, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much. Thank you. On with Mario Lopez.